New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's chief of staff was in frequent contact with the former chairman of the Port Authority during the months before and after the controversial lane closures at the George Washington Bridge. David Sampson is now the subject of multiple investigations. He repeatedly called the two Christie allies at the Port Authority who engineered the traffic jam. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Matt Katz dug up Sampson's phone records that were buried in thousands of documents that were released by the legislature, and join me now. Hello to you both.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
The Bridgegate story so far, Matt, has led to Bridget Ann Kelly, a top staffer in Governor Christie's office, and to the Port Authority's Bill Baroni and David Wildstein. Matt, what do these new phone records tell us?
So up to this point, the only evidence of David Sampson's involvement in the lane closures was an email saying that he was retaliating after New York officials reopened the bridge. Now, these new phone records show quite clearly that Sampson was in close contact with David Wildstein, who is the man known to have told the operators of the bridge to shut down the Fort Lee local lanes. There were more than a dozen calls the week the lanes were closed in September between them. There were also several calls to Christie's chief of staff, Kevin O'Dowd, who was the direct supervisor of Bridget Ann Kelly, who wrote the famous time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee email. And then the day Bill Baroni testified before the legislature that the lanes were closed for what we now know is a nearly non-existent traffic study, there are calls placed between Sampson and Wildstein, Sampson and Baroni, and Sampson and O'Dowd.
And we just know that the calls were made. We don't know what was discussed.
That's correct.
Andrea, you've done extensive reporting on David Sampson's potential conflicts of interest between Port Authority business and his private law firm's clients, and now he has since resigned. He's the target of several investigations, which I mentioned earlier. Why does it matter that he was in frequent contact with Wildstein and Baroni and with Bridget Kelly?
Well, you know, the thing, he wasn't in touch with Bridget Kelly. He was in touch with Kevin O'Dowd, the chief of staff. Bridget Kelly was the deputy chief of staff who reported to Kevin O'Dowd. I mean, the thing that's so interesting about Sampson is he's been sort of a cipher thus far. In the months after the lane closures, he used to come out and talk to the press all the time. He stopped talking to reporters. We don't have his documents. He didn't speak to Chris Christie's lawyer, Randy Mastro. We didn't see anything. And what we see in these documents is a key link between the Port Authority and the governor's office. The governor's office has been telling us, we didn't know about this, this was over at the Port Authority, and what we see is during these crucial weeks and months, calls back and forth several times a week between Sampson and these top Christie aides. And you're right, we don't know what's in them, but the proximity to key moments is very suggestive. For example, on the morning that Bill Baroni, the executive director of the Port Authority, went to testify before the legislature, we see that Sampson was trying to reach him. He called Bill Baroni several times. He actually called him during his testimony. He called O'Dowd. He called the Christie's director of the authorities unit. I mean, this was somebody who was seemed to be very concerned about what was going on. One of the things that's really interesting in these records, there's not a single phone call. The legislature asked for all of the phone records showing David Sampson's conducting of Port Authority business for 2 years. There's not a single phone call with Governor Christie. We don't know why that is. The legislature, State Assemblyman John Wisniewski, who is the co-chair of the New Jersey Investigative Task Force, said he was mystified by that, and he said he couldn't think of a legal reason why, if there were such phone records, we wouldn't have them. On the other hand, why did Christie never speak to the chairman of the Port Authority in this 2 years' time?
The New York Times reported today that Sampson and Governor Christie are the targets of an investigation into the use of Port Authority funds for the New Jersey-owned Pulaski Skyway, not a Port Authority property. Andrea, you initially reported on the diversion of Port Authority funds from a new transit tunnel under the Hudson River to fix the Pulaski, and that Governor Christie needed roadwork dollars and did not want to raise the state's gas tax. What new details came out today?
There was a really fascinating series of memos that were referred to in this New York Times story in which the Port Authority's internal lawyer said, this is not a legal transaction. We can't take this money from the Port Authority and use it for the Pulaski Skyway. It is a New Jersey road. And there were phone calls and there were memos and there was a lot of pushback. And essentially what the governor's office said is do it. And that's what the Manhattan DA are looking at and what the SEC are looking at, is it a violation of a bond covenant that the Port Authority is spending its money, which it's getting from tolls and getting from bondholders, and putting it on a New Jersey road, not a trans-Hudson tunnel. And one of the things that's clear is the Pulaski Skyway, which, as you know, probably if you've driven out of the city, is outside the Holland Tunnel. They said it was a Lincoln Tunnel access road because, it, as it happens, the Holland Tunnel was built before the Port Authority bond covenants applied.
Matt, briefly, what's next for David Sampson? He's already resigned. There are several investigations. What's next on our timeline?
Sure. There's several investigations. There's also a conflict of interest case that investigators are building against him related to his role as chairman. It's possible that investigators are trying to pressure him and maybe squeeze him so they can get him to flip if he happens to know anything about Christie's involvement in this or other scandals. And I mean, that would be obviously the big fish for investigators to get Christie himself.
New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz, WNYC's Andrea Bernstein. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.